Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share with you a testimony about an actor, Steve, who had the opportunity to evangelize to Brad Pitt. He got fired as a result of it.
Right.
But you got to hear this, man, because he has a passion to save, to help lead, rather, people in Hollywood, in the movie industry, to the Lord. This is his passion. He's a missionary to Hollywood.
Wow.
We want you to listen to his testimony. It's a little bit of, you know, length, but you're going to be totally interested in it because he shares some really great insight. Listen up.
So if you were going down to Hollywood to start an acting career, would mission work be the first thing on your mind? I don't think so. It probably wouldn't naturally occur to most people that, hey, this is a mission field, but Hollywood is very much of a mission field.
Yes, it
and
is.
Our guest now is Steve Cha, and he's written a book called Hollywood Mission Possible. And it's not about redeeming the movie industry, it's about redeeming people.
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the program, Steve.
So
good to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Could you just set the groundwork for us? How'd you get involved in acting? Why did you want to do that, and how did you do that?
Well, growing up, I've always wanted to be a film director, and that's the goal that I've chosen since I was in high school, and I worked through even college to try to get to that goal. But unfortunately, things didn't work out, and I had to actually turn a different route to get into the Hollywood field. So I decided to enter into Hollywood as an actor or background artist so that I can get my foot into the door and kind of get to know the system and get to meet the people to hopefully establish my connections. And it was actually in there in September of 2007 that I met a Christian on the set of a TV show called Life. His name is Jonathan Kahn. And he was going around preaching the gospel to everybody so fearlessly.
Now, was he an actor also?
Yes, he was. And he came up to me and he shared his testimony with me about how he got saved and how the Lord is using him in the mission field to bring the gospel to everybody in Hollywood. And he told me about how he even evangelized famous celebrities like Steven Spielberg, Harrison Ford, Dan Aykroyd, and so many other names. And I was just very intrigued and I was very moved, and I knew that I was doing something in my life that was not what God wanted for me as a Christian, that he wanted me to participate in the Great Commission. That's the calling of all Christians. So he gave me some resources, or Jonathan gave me some resources, and after I took a look at them, which were from the Living Waters Ministry, Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron's Way of the Master TV show.
Right, Way of the Master. They can see it here on Cornerstone Television every week.
Yeah. And after I saw all the material and I saw the full depth of the gospel message, I was really moved. And that changed the whole course of my life. And then from that point on, I wanted to go and do what Jonathan and what Jesus did, which is to go out and preach the gospel to all creation. And ever since then, I've brought the gospel to not only like crew members and background artists, but even to celebrities like Tori Spelling, Brad Pitt, Kiefer Sutherland, Freddie Prinze Jr., and the list goes on.
Well, tell me how you got started then. What was your first move in that regard?
Well, it's there's different strategies when you go on set, but usually you would just go up to them, approach them, either when you have some downtime during the set or maybe even afterwards when the whole shoot wraps up. And you just introduce yourself, and then you can either start by giving them a gospel tract, which I usually do to break the ice, or you can just casually ask them, do you have a Christian background? Or what do you think is going to happen, you know, when people die? And then from there, people usually open up and start sharing what they believe.
Now, I imagine that the set is not usually the place for evangelism, and I imagine that there's a lot of prohibitions on walking up to stars, even if you just want to talk to them,
that's true,
let alone talking to them, giving them material. What was your experience there?
Well, I can tell you one story about my evangelism experience with Brad Pitt, and this happened on the movie Moneyball in August of 2010. And I approached Brad Pitt at the end of the day because I wanted to evangelize him, and he was in a rush to really get out of there. So I'm thinking, maybe I should at least give him a tract so that he can read the tract and hopefully get saved, or there will be a seed that's planted. So I gave him one of these $1 million bills, and this is the one with Tom Hanks, but there's also one with Brad Pitt on it too. So I just said, hey, Brad, here, this is for you, a little tip. And Brad Pitt was looking at it. He was so shocked. He was like, wow, what is this? What is this? Yeah, then I said to him, well, that's you on the picture. You know, take a look at the message in the back whenever you get a chance. So he says, all right, I definitely will. So then he revved up his golf cart and just went straight back to his dressing room. And I thought everything was great since his reaction was so positive. But then about a week later, I got a message from my casting agency stating that I got fired. And they wouldn't even tell me the reason why.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's pretty...
And, you know, that's kind of, you were really crossing a kind of an invisible line in Hollywood, right?
Yes. It just pretty much shows you how the gospel is received in Hollywood and what you can expect for sharing your faith, whether it's in Hollywood or in the world.
In your experience, are there very many Christians in Hollywood? Are there Christians there? And if they're there, are they very active in sharing their faith?
Well, there are some Christians there. Of course, there are some Christians. But the question is, are a lot of them real Christians? Are they actually going out and doing what God commands them to do, which is to seek and save the lost? And based on my observation, I haven't really seen too many people going around sharing their faith except Jonathan Kahn, who I met and who influenced me. And I do know that there are a few people working behind the stages trying to get that done. But as of right now, that's what I'm trying to do, is to encourage more people to step up and boldly share their faith so that more celebrities and just everybody in Hollywood can be saved.
Well, tell us about what your book is, Hollywood Mission Possible. What is it about?
Hollywood Mission Possible is pretty much an autobiography about my life as a missionary in Hollywood, and a little bit about my upbringing, but mostly about my life and about how I went around preaching the gospel to all these famous celebrities, shared stories from all these names that I just listed previously, and to use it as a platform to inspire Christians on how to evangelize themselves, to set a model and a structure to show them how to conquer fear, how to equip themselves to actually know what to say to these people and how to approach them to share the gospel.
You know what I love about it is it's almost like another country that doesn't allow the gospel or something.
Yes.
It's this people group, this unreached people group, these celebrities.
Yeah.
And I'm
sure you've witnessed to your coworkers and extras and people as well. But there's this this invisible wall that says, don't go here.
Yes.
But they're people too. They need the gospel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more with Steve after a short break, and we're going to talk about how does a Christian begin witnessing? Because, you know, maybe we're not all in Hollywood, but we're all called to participate in the Great Commission.
I would like to ask you, Stephen, what most Christians do have trouble witnessing. Why is that? What's the problem with us?
Well, they say that the two main reasons that Christians have problem witnessing is, number one, is fear. And number two, they just don't know what to say. They're not equipped. And fear is a very real issue that I've struggled with throughout my life. And even right now, fear is something that we will all struggle with as Christians to share our faith, because we anticipate the insults, the persecution, and possibly even death in the worst case scenario. So fear is something that you just have to pray to the Lord about, to lift from your heart and to be so filled with the love of the gospel that it will just help you overcome your fears so that you can just dive into the water and just bring that gospel message to somebody. And of course, you do need to get trained in the word too, so that you'll know what to say to these people, not saying things that are wrong or heretical, obviously.
It's important.
Well, you know, do you think really catching a vision of how God sees things really helps? Like really understanding that, hey, this is for eternity. This isn't just a nice thing to do, to go to church. This decides where we spend eternity.
Yes, the issue of eternity is a very, very real issue that we have to all think about as Christians. And that's why we evangelize people, so that they can get saved. Because one day, like the Bible says, that we're all going to stand before God. We're going to get judged for all the times that we have transgressed His law. And if we are guilty, we'll end up in hell or the lake of fire forever. And if that's a very big reality, if that's really going to happen, then we have to really have a sense of urgency to reach out to the lost, to do it with fervency and passion, so that we can pull them from that road that's leading to destruction. And that's one of the main factors that should motivate all of us Christians every day, whether it be with family, friends, or even strangers we meet all around.
You know, that word witness is a big word.
Yes.
And it has a lot of fear and trepidation to it, as you were saying. But also, you could witness to someone by your very life, can't you?
Well, there's a sense of using your life as a testimony in terms of being salt and light to individuals, to the community. But your life itself will not get forth the gospel, because people will not understand the gospel just by looking at your life. They'll think you're a nice guy, possibly. Mm-hmm. They'll think that you're well-mannered, but they won't really see what exactly it is that you have to offer, really, that makes you distinguishable. And that's when you actually have to open your mouth, or at least give them some form of communication to get the message to them, so that they can have the opportunity to respond to that gospel message. And hopefully, if they come to repentance and faith and they become born again, that the Holy Spirit will enter into their lives and to change them and to make them into that same person as well, in Christ-likeness.
You know, I've always thought that. I've heard people say before, well, you know, I just want to live the life. I want to live the life of Christ in front of people and really demonstrate the gospel. And absolutely, we should do that. But you're right. It doesn't. They're not going to connect that until we open up our mouth and say something about Christ and about the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the issues that you'll deal with a lot of times in the churches, is that people are afraid to witness very boldly to people, and they'll say that I'll just witness with my life. But that's another way of saying I don't want to witness to them.
Yeah, I'm too chicken to talk.
Yeah.
You're listening to Steve Cha, an actor, a believer, a soul winner, an evangelist, share about his mission field in Hollywood. We're just listening and viewing, and we'll make this available for you on The Torch. Stephen Cha, evangelist, soul winner, missionary to Hollywood, share some of his experiences as he wanted to get into the movie industry and thought he'd get in as a producer and said, well, I'll get in a different way, maybe become an actor. And he realized and had an encounter with another believer. See, it's amazing when believers, you know, come together. Mm. You know, things should happen, you know what I mean? And and he was so charged and stirred by this brother's life and passion and how he was leading people to the Lord and witnessing to them, that he said, man, I need to be doing that too. I want to be engaged. I want to win people to the Lord. And so he set out to do that, and he shares about one encounter where he was working on the set of the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt, a baseball movie, and there was a track with Brad Pitt's face on it, the actor, and he went up to Brad Pitt and gave him the track and said, hey, you know, I want to share something with you. He saw, you know, he was leaving, so he seized the opportunity and ran out there and gave him the track. And I'm sure he would have spoken to him. As you could you could see, he's not shy, and he knows what to say. But he gave him the track, and lo and behold, sometime later, he was, let's just say he was removed from his position. And no one, you know, no one knows if that was the case, but hey, you know, add them up, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. But, what I thought about was today, I mean, you know, he looks like he had no problem with that. And if you probably asked him, I just based on hearing his heart and what he had to share, I think he'd probably do it all over again. But, you know, today you wonder if most Christians, if they met a Hollywood star, would they be enamored by them or would it be they'd be broken for their soul?
Right.
You know, it's like that's not the time necessarily for an autograph. You know, it's not the time. Are you looking to get autographs, or are you looking to say, wow, this is my opportunity to ask them about the Lord? And I remember a couple times where my son and I saw one baseball player, and we said, and we just missed the opportunity. We met a New York Mets in Philly, and we just missed it. And we said, and we both said, if we ever get the opportunity again, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And sure enough, we met R.A. Dickey later, a pitcher for the Mets, and gave him an I Abide baseball and taught him about the Lord, and it was beautiful. But I think about another time where I was on a sabbatical seeking the Lord, and I was about, I don't know, a couple hours away from home, and I was checking into this hotel, wanted to spend some time with God alone, and I used to listen to rap music, you know, before I knew the Lord, and lo and behold, I'm getting my stuff out of the car. It's a long drive. I'm getting ready to get in, and I see this big commotion, all these folks coming out of the hotel, and it was the rap group Two Life Crew, and they're getting ready to get into this
when
van.
Was this?
This is way back some time ago.
Say.
And they're piling in, and so I'm like, "Bing, bing, bing! This is my moment," you know.
Right.
So they're piling in, and I talked to one of the guys. And I said, man, I used to listen to your music. Let me tell you what happened in my life. And I just started giving my testimony and telling about the Lord. And his eyes were, I mean, just bugging.
Like saucers.
Oh, my goodness. And it was like he was paralyzed. The van was open. All these people were jumping in. And they were like, come on, let's go. And he's like standing there and like practically apologized and got in the van and left. But it was like one of those split moments. Mm. But he heard it.
Amen.
And I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged by what Steve, you know, Cha has done. And I think it's good for all of us to seize the moment. Listen, we have one time to pass through this earth, and God has allowed us to, you know, our paths to cross, you know, certain people in our life. There's what, 6 billion people, 7 billion people on the face of the world, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so if you live in a certain place or work in a certain place or go to school in a certain place or live in a certain place or shop in a certain place, rest assured, those mm-hmm. are the folks that, hey, you've been allowed to cross paths. So
that's right.
What you going to tell them? What you going to tell them? Steve told them about the Lord, and that was really good.
Amen. Yeah, to me, I just think about it, it's exciting, just like what you're saying before. It's just like there was a specific moment that you saw, too, that you saw Two Life Crew, and there was a season of an opportunity. I don't want to miss that quote, but it's just like there's a specific time,
right?
And you think about that. That has always encouraged me, because you think about it, that God says, you know, there's exact places that God has for us. Mm. And so often it's just like we think about the fact that, you know, we want to go to Africa or we want to go to some other far nation and minister to people. You're just like, what about the cashier at the grocery store? Mm-hmm. What about the lady that lives next to you? What about that same person that you see at the gas station? It's just like God loves them too. Mm. And it's just like if you have said yes to Jesus, you have the answer inside you. Jesus is inside you. Mm-hmm. God has placed you there to be there, to be at that moment. And I just think about a lot of times people are just like, you know, I want a divine encounter with a Brad Pitt. And it's just like God loves the person next to you just as much as he loves Brad Pitt. And it's just like, they're a celebrity in Jesus' eyes.
Come on.
And it's just like your neighbor, your coworker, whoever you're with, it's just like that's a divine encounter. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And the small communities that we live in, nothing's by accident. Nothing is by accident.
That's powerful. You know, you want to have the heart of Jesus. You want to have a heart of compassion. It's probably one of the most important ingredients to be a soul winner. I mean, it's what I've heard Steve Hill say for many, many years, as I've sat for many, many of the revival meetings from the beginning to the end. And he always talked about having compassion. Mm. I'm so amazed how people write off people so quickly. And it's like, no, Jesus died for that person right there. That person, he died for them. And he wants them to be with him forever. And when we have eyes of compassion and allow God to work through us, you know, it's still, you know, WWJD, but instead of what would Jesus do as believers, it's rather what are we going to allow him to do through us?
Right.
You know, be his eyes, be his hands, be his mouthpiece. And I like what, you know, he was being interviewed and said, what are some of the hindrances to, you know, evangelizing and witnessing? And he named two really important ones. And the one was fear. And that's a huge one. And it's like, what is there to be fearful about? You know, and oftentimes people are fearful of being rejected, fearful of not being liked. And the thing you have to determine in your heart that if you love the Lord and you're in love with him, do you want the praises of man over the praises of the Lord? You want to ask yourself these questions. It is worth putting yourself out there and doing what you can do to share the gospel, the love of God with them. You'll never know. Don't assume that people don't want to know. People are hurting every single day, and oftentimes the ones that may pretend that they don't need them are the ones that need them the most. Mm. Today, look for that opportunity. Maybe it's the cashier. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's the guy that you're working with or the girl that you're working with. Tell somebody today about Jesus, that he loves them, that he wants to come into their heart, that they can be with him forever. Let's do it together. Heaven full, hell empty.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network
which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.